USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some legal heavyweights are joining President Trump's Senate impeachment team. The president has added Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Rob Ray to a team that will be headed by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Jordan Sekulow is also on that legal team.
I think they have a very uphill battle to get 67 senators to try and come on board with these two weak articles of impeachment that are so partisan that don't even include a criminal charge. And they'll say, wait, they don't have to. But in the past, they always have.
President Trump is paying tribute to the LSU Tigers, the college football champions. During a White House ceremony, the president says LSU has great coaches and players and called the title incredible. LSU defeated Clemson Monday night in New Orleans, 42-25. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
The world's biggest food company says it will spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Transportation Safety Administration is looking into claims that Tesla vehicles have accelerated unintentionally more than 100 times, causing accidents that have injured 52 people. Many of the complaints say drivers experience the problem when parking or pulling out of a parking space. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The impeachment trial will start after a long holiday weekend. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
It's finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday, as Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in 2024 under the Artemis program. 13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
we're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.